The words chosen for this morning are found in the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John, beginning with the 32nd verse. We read as follows in Jesus' name. Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who came down from heaven and gives his life for the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, give us this bread." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." In Jesus Christ, the bread of life, dear fellow redeemed, one of the things that I remember most about my trips to Germany is all the wonderful whole grain breads. There was rye bread, pumpernickel bread, multigrain bread, and a whole lot more. It was a meal in itself, as far as I was concerned, even though my family didn't necessarily agree they wanted meat. But if you eat that bread, you know you've eaten something. The same is true in New Testament times. Bread was the basic staple of life. It's what the average person ate. It was three times a day the main thing that you ate. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ uses this picture. He says, "I am the bread of life." And this morning we want to think about Jesus as the bread of heaven. It is absolutely necessary. Regardless of what the commercials might say, no matter how natural or nutritious your food may be, no matter how many vitamins and minerals you may take, as the morning news this morning was discussing, we are going to grow old, we're going to wither, and we're going to return to the dust from which we were formed. Concerning the most important earthly food, the manna in the wilderness, in this text, Jesus says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you true bread from heaven. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and they're dead." And realize, every one of us here is going to die sooner or later, but it's going to happen. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Death isn't just a natural occurrence. It's the cause of sin. We were meant to live forever. What really puts the horror into death is that it's the gateway to the judgment where each and every one of us here deserve to be condemned to everlasting death in hell. Is there anyone here this morning who thinks he doesn't deserve hell? Is there anyone here who thinks he hasn't sinned? If that's the case, if we've deluded ourselves that way, we need to take a real look at the mirror of God's law and see a heart that's filled with hatred, anger, bitterness, and greed. Just think for a moment about those people that we would prefer to avoid in the halls because we still haven't got over what they did to us. Or think about that particular craving that you have down deep, that you hide, that you wouldn't tell anybody else about, but it burns with passion within. It isn't the person next to us, but every one of us deserve to end in hell. Maybe we've got something to bargain with. Maybe if I try to do my best from today on, God will take me home into his heaven. And yet what does Isaiah say? All our righteousness is as filthy rags. Maybe that money that I've been hoarding, that's almost more important than my immortal soul sometimes, Maybe that'll help. Zephaniah says, neither their gold nor their silver will deliver them on the day of the Lord's wrath. We are all moving towards death, towards the grave, and there's nothing that we can do to change the situation. But Jesus offers hope. He says in this text, here is bread from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. What a treasure that bread is. And it's obtainable for each and every one of us here this morning. In American history, probably you would have to classify it as European history. At Columbus's time, there was a man, a minor nobleman by the name of Don Juan Ponce de Leon. And he was obsessed with the idea of finding the fountain of youth. He traveled halfways across the world trying to find it, finally ending up in the Florida Everglades. And there he drudged mile after mile looking for the fountain, becoming older and weaker all the time. Thanks be to God that we don't have to search endlessly for the bread of life, Jesus says. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst. If any man eats of this bread, he will live forever. And this bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. For my flesh is real food, my blood is real drink. This heavenly bread is absolutely free for each and every one of us this morning. But it costs God a great deal. The second person of the Trinity didn't just come and live among us. No, it says the Word became flesh. He became a poor and humble man. And more than that, he gave his flesh for the life of the world on the altar of the cross. On the cross, he endured hell and death for each and every one of us so that we could live with him forever in heaven. That's what the Lenten season is all about. That's what makes it so wonderful. That's why we wear our crucifixes, especially at this time of the year, to be reminded that that's the center of our faith. And where do we find that treasure? How is it obtainable? How do you eat the bread of life? By faith, through word and sacrament. This morning, again, as the word was proclaimed, the bread of life was given to each and every one of us. The only thing that can save our immortal soul. Here, in the means of grace, there is forgiveness and a most wonderful relationship with the Savior. Jesus says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Through a regular use of word and supper, Jesus makes his dwelling place within our hearts, never leaving us or forsaking us. So regardless of what is troubling you today, you know that the greatest helper of all is right at your side, helping you every step of the way. And most important, more important than anything here, as we carry one after another to a grave, this past year we have put three of my uncles and aunts in the grave. Another left us this morning. We carry one after another to the grave. Today, an aunt. Tomorrow, it could be each and every one of us. In the face of that, Jesus tells us, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Because we have eaten the bread of life, Christ, who has already conquered death, we have the certainty, the bright and glorious Easter hope, that this body too will one day rise triumphant from the grave. and so we will ever be with the Lord in glory. Come then, receive the bread of life. Without cost or money, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. If a man eats of that bread, he will live forever, and that bread is his flesh, which he gives for the life of the world. Amen. Let us pray. O God of our fathers, you led your people through the Red Sea and fed them with manna in the wilderness. Traveling through this barren land, I hunger and thirst for the food that you have promised me, the heavenly manna. I am filled with thanksgiving that you fed me with the bread that came down from heaven, the flesh and blood of your dear Son. This is the flesh and blood which gives life to the world. Grant, dear Father, through your Holy Spirit, that being nourished by this heavenly food, I may ever strive to walk in your loving commandments, showing love to one another, until that time that we are with you in the heavenly Canaan above. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue with the hymn.